It's been a long time running. It's been a long.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. Do you remember the Terry Fox run, like the original Marathon of Hope, when he set out to run across Canada? I think back to that time. I was in elementary school, and obviously it was a big deal. And I remember thinking, across Canada on one leg. It just seemed surreal. And of course, the sad ending to his journey, not completing it all the way across Canada, but cancer, of course, just became too tough for him to navigate. And ultimately, Terry sadly passed away. I do, though, remember continuing on. We used to do a Terry Fox run every fall in our small little community in Abernethy. And I remember going around raising money, because that was part of it. You're raising money for cancer. And so you'd go around. And the poor residents in our small little village would get their door knocked on by so many kids, because we were all going to the same group of people and asking them to donate. And I'll never forget Mrs. Demko, who was, by the way, our caretaker at the Abernethy School. Everyone that knocked on her door, she gave them $10, which ended up being quite a bit. I bet you she paid out the better part of $500 in that, because there were lots of kids that would participate in that Terry Fox run. It's so amazing to see how well this has carried on for now, what, 45 years. And a big part of it is the Terry Fox Foundation. They do such a good job of keeping the Terry Fox name alive, the vision alive, the goal of raising money alive. And his own family members are such a part of this. Fred Fox, who is Terry's older brother, is supporter relations with the Terry Fox Foundation, and actually is in Saskatchewan right now. And we have caught him in between presentations in a school. And I'm very happy to have a quick chat with him on the phone. Fred, thanks so much for taking our call.
It's great to be with you. I've had a great week already here in Saskatchewan.
I was going to say, we welcome you to Saskatchewan, and glad that you're out here. Talk a little bit about what you're doing. I know you're going around to the schools. In fact, you're in Humboldt today, correct?
Yeah, I in Humboldt today, visited the schools, and I started my week in Prince Albert on Sunday night. I visited a seniors home there that do their own form of a Terry Fox walk. They call it the Silver Fox event. And then I made my way from PA to Foam Lake, and then I've been in Wynyard, left Yorkton this morning. So it's been an amazing week visiting schools and community volunteers as well.
Wow, you have made the Saskatchewan trek. I love it, Fred, and we appreciate having you out here. The Terry Fox run is something that's near and dear to so many of our hearts. I remember doing it in school. I was 10 years old when Terry was doing his Marathon of Hope, and I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. Do you feel Terry's presence still as strong as ever? Boy, this Terry Fox run still continues to gain momentum, I feel.
I really do. This year, summer, fall, when the Terry Fox runs are on, we're celebrating the 45th anniversary of when Terry started. 45 years ago today, Terry would be in New Brunswick somewhere, just outside of Moncton, I believe. And so it's amazing that the schools are continuing to do it. I think there's close to 10,000 schools, 500 to 600 communities across this country, and it's continually getting bigger and bigger. And it's amazing when I go to schools and you see these new generations of students, obviously not born 45 years ago, that are inspired by Terry, that love Terry, and are doing their part in continuing his dream and legacy.
Fred Fox is my guest, Terry's older brother and supporter relations for the Terry Fox Foundation. What do you remember about that time, Fred, 45 years ago when Terry was starting that journey? Can you take us back and walk us through your memories of that?
Yeah, it was a bit of a whirlwind kind of thing, really. I remember yesterday when Terry and his good buddy Doug Allward left Vancouver, and we were all at the airport and nobody really knowing what to expect and what Terry was going to expect or see when he arrived in Newfoundland. And then as they you know, as Terry and Doug made their way through Newfoundland and getting closer to Ontario, the momentum was building. And I had an opportunity to be with Terry in Toronto. And that was kind of where everything just came together. All of Canada at that point was supporting what Terry was doing. And, you know, 10,000 people at City Hall, you know, started when he started in Newfoundland, there was really nobody there to send him off. But 10,000 people in Toronto. And it was, you know, from the time that Terry started to, unfortunately, the time when he had to stop in Thunder Bay on September 1st, 4.5 months later, it was just a kind of, things were happening so fast. It's still a bit of a spinny thing in my mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Fred Fox is my guest, Terry Fox's older brother. I can't believe the impact that it still has, and not to diminish other Cross Canada treks and fundraisers, but nothing has ever come close to living up to what we saw Terry accomplish in his Marathon of Hope.
No, you know, I mean, obviously Terry was running with an artificial leg. An artificial leg, in fact, that was designed for walking, not for running. And because back in the late 70s in 1980, there was no such thing as running artificial limbs. And Terry was running a marathon every single day. But I think on top of that, people saw who Terry was, the integrity, the honesty, the selflessness that he had. He wasn't running to become a Canadian hero. He wanted to truly make a difference and impact cancer research in this country. And that's what's happened through the money that's been raised, through the Terry Fox runs that happen every year. Terry's had a true impact on cancer research and the lives of so many people.
You know, you bring up a great point, Fred, is how much technology has changed. That prosthetic leg that Terry had, which, as you mentioned, was made for walking, not running. Today's standards, technology has come a long way. To me, that makes his feat that much more incredible.
Yeah, you know, in my presentations here in Saskatchewan, we've had one of our staff members from the office in Regina, and they brought a replica leg or a similar leg to what Terry wore, and to share with the staff and the students. And it is. I often say when I'm at the schools, if you ever get a chance, the next time the Paralympic Games are on, make a note of the running athletes and what they're wearing today. It's just incredible. The technology, the lightweight, carbon fiber material that they're using, the blades at the bottom. You know, Terry didn't have that kind of technology, and he was just every day, working so hard to even take a step as he was running.
I can't imagine. That's why I think Canada fell in love with your brother, Terry Fox, and his dream. And he, I mean, did an incredible job of raising money at the time. What do you think Terry would think today if he saw, what are we at, over $850 million raised for cancer research?
Yeah, we're... I think after last year's Terry Fox run, we're closer to $950 million now. Wow. And but, you know, Terry would be so proud because, you know, when he was first diagnosed with cancer in 1977, 18, he was so impacted by what he was seeing on cancer wards that it changed his life. And he did some research and found out that not a lot of money in Canada was being directed towards research, not a lot of government money, private donations. So he wanted to change that. And so that's what it was all about for him, was he thought through cancer research is why we were, how we were going to get to ending the suffering that cancer causes. And, you know, Canadians and people around the world, I've been, in Europe last fall doing Terry Fox runs, and, the fundraising that happens today is truly, Terry would be proud of how it's impacted the lives of so many.
The Terry Fox Foundation is still so strong, so vibrant, people like yourself to thank for that. How has it evolved? How have you seen it change over the last 40, 45 years?
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways, not only the fact that we've got younger and younger people more involved, but, back in the old days, people were going door to door with pledge sheets in hand, trying to, get donations. And today, a lot of it is digital. People can go online and, fundraise, create their own fundraising pages, and do it that way. COVID had played a big part in that when we were hit by COVID for a couple of years and we couldn't get together and do Terry Fox runs. So it's come a long ways, and so more people are involved. Different events that we do as well. We have the Mount Terry Fox track. There's a ride in celebration of the 45th anniversary from cycling event going from Vancouver to St. John's starting on June 9th. So, you know, lots of things have happened over the years.
Before I let you go, Fred, what's the best way for people to support the Terry Fox Foundation? I know in the fall when the walks and runs start happening, there's lots of opportunities to pledge, but year round, you're collecting donations. What's the best way to help out?
You bet. I think our website is amazing with so much information and the resources there. So terryfox.org is the best place to go. And, you know, whether you're in a community or town and there isn't a Terry Fox run there, you can find out how to organize one or where the closest one to you is to participate. Schools, if a school isn't involved, there's all kinds of resources there to find out how they can get involved. But it just generally anything about Terry Fox is on that website. It's pretty good. And we've got a new line of Terry Fox merchandise for the Terry Fox run this year because of the 45th anniversary as well. And people can go there and buy a t-shirt or a hoodie or a hat as well.
Fred, your brother, I don't need to tell you, has been an inspirational hero to Canadians and worldwide citizens when it comes to determination. And I can see it runs in the family. Your ongoing commitment to the Terry Fox Foundation is not going unnoticed. So thank you so much for including Saskatchewan in your tour and your talks about the importance of this fundraising effort. And thank you for giving us a little bit of time today on the show.
Well, thank you, Evan. And, you know, thanks so very much for the support, and thanks to everybody in Saskatchewan who have participated in Terry Fox runs or made a donation to cancer research.
It's great to see the incredible work continuing on. Amazing amount of money, $950 million worldwide, thanks to the Terry Fox Foundation. Terry Fox absolutely would be so proud of his legacy that he has left here in Canada. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.